John, we're here at the Emerald Awards, and you've been a finalist in the category for business. What is it that your business is doing?
On the JK Trucking side, it's a fleet of 54 trucks operating in Western Canada primarily, but all the way down to California, New Mexico. On the Kyoto Fuels side, we've been involved since 2002 in building and planning a biodiesel plant in southern Alberta. We started commissioning actually today of that plant, and hopefully by mid to late summer we'll be in full production of 66 million liters a year of biodiesel in the province here.
Now, how much biodiesel do you use in your trucking fleet?
For the last 2.5 years, we've been running the fleet at 10.5% biodiesel. That's a B10.5, and then it'd be an 89.5% petroleum diesel with an injection blending skid right on site.
Why do you do that?
We had to do it on site because there really isn't any biodiesel currently in the province, so we've been importing it out of the states for the last couple of years. The first couple of batches have been coming from the eastern states from the same technology provider that Kyoto Fuels has secured our technology with. In terms of why are we using it, it's huge amounts of atmospheric carbon dioxide emissions reduction, and in that time period we've had the equivalent of about 1,500 cars off the road.
What difference does it make to your actual business of moving things around with trucks?
In terms of productivity, efficiencies, fuel economy, maintenance, through the study we've done in the last year, we did a comprehensive study over 1 year period tracking over 2.5 million data points. There has been zero negative aspects of any of that in terms of efficiencies or productivity with the biodiesel usage. On the flip side, maintenance intervals, soot and particulate buildup in the engine has been reduced, and no negative effects in terms of economy. So it's almost a wash in terms of performance. If anything, slightly better, and the benefits are for the environment with reduction in greenhouse gas emissions.
Now, you say that you're doing a study. Who are you collaborating with?
We started that. We've had a couple project partners, but I think the most significant one would be Olds College. It adds that extra flavor of educational, non-biased scientific approach, and they've been with us right from day one before we started the project, making sure that we're going under proper principles and throughout the entire study. And now that the data collection period is finished, they're involved deeply in terms of the analysis of the data and putting that forward in terms of our final analysis.
Now, you're actually building a plant so you can produce your own biodiesel. Where does your feedstock come from?
It was very important to us when we started the securing the technology that we had multi-feedstock use, that we'd be feedstock neutral, so to speak. So we have the ability to use any tallow, animal fat product, and or any oil seed. So we can switch back and forth and have some flexibility to not be tied to one specific feedstock or have the plant's viability tied to one specific market.
What are the challenges for you?
There's been many. I think out of the gate, going back a few years ago, before biodiesel became a household name, dispelling some of the myths of what it was made from, what it can be used for, whether it be viable in this climate, in this region, can it actually happen, can it even be profitable. So there's been a lot of challenges that way, and even in terms of regulation and rules and how it gets set up, there isn't a chapter in terms of how any of this stuff currently writes. So there's a little bit of inventing the wheel, but in the global sense, it isn't a new product. It's used quite effectively in a lot of other countries in similar climates. So we've forged through that, and we're excited to say that we actually started the commissioning process today, and by later this summer we'll have our plant up and going, and it'll be the largest biodiesel plant in Canada.
Why did you get interested in this in the first place? What was the motivation for you? Because, I mean, you could have been like everybody else and just, you know, purchased your diesel from the regular places.
Absolutely. I think from the JK Trucking perspective, we want to find ways to be proactively positive for the environment, find ways for differentiation, and that was a clear step for us that can make a huge economic impact, an environmental impact. There's lots of little things a person can do, but to tackle a project of this size has obviously some magnitude to the spin-off in terms of the environment. And it was pretty crucial for JK Trucking to be teamed up with Kyoto Fuels. And obviously I'm involved with both, but that's not by accident. The group of Kyoto Fuels is obviously even more proactive for the environment. And the main initiative in terms of the business structure was centered around the environment, to make sure that it's not just producing an environmentally friendly product, but that we're doing it in an environmentally friendly way. that everything in terms of the environmental footprint to the layout of the plant to the energy consumption to every aspect of what we do is an environmentally friendly way in producing an environmentally friendly product. So it was pretty important to do that. And I think in terms of both companies, it was a way to find a economically sustainable environment initiative. We find that if it's not economically sustainable, then it's either short-lived or potential to be short-lived or relying on government support or the social flavor of the month or of the year. So if it's economically sustainable, then it has the greater potential to be a long-term addition into our buying habits in terms of Albertans.
Are you getting any interest from other potential clients?
I think to answer the question of both companies, from the JK perspective, we have some of our customers that deeply enjoy the fact that we're environmentally friendly, and that goes into some of their purchasing habits to use our services. On the Kyoto side, absolutely. With the RFS coming up, there's more and more interest in terms of securing leaders, and I think that'll develop here over the next couple months when our plant gets open here.
Thank you very much, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.